Teaching Learning Leading K-12 is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators. Hey, Steve here. Today I've got 5 tips to help you get refreshed and recharged during the day when you start dragging.
They're not here for us. We're here for them. That's what it's about. Kids.
Teaching Learning Leading K-12 is all about assisting classroom teachers and school administrators to overcome the many walls or barriers that kids face. Teaching Learning Leading K-12 is focused on helping you help kids achieve their dreams. As a note, I hope that you will stop by Stitcher or iTunes and leave me a star rating and a comment. That helps the show get noticed by more people. Thanks for listening and joining me week after week.
Welcome to the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, bringing you ideas and resources for K-12 classrooms, schools, and school districts. Hosted by Steve Mileto. And now, here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, do you ever have those days when you're working in class and you just go, oh, you know, I'm just running out of energy here. And you just kind of dragging, and the day, even though it's 9:30, you feel like it should already be 2:30 or 3 o'clock. Yeah, sometimes you can have those days, right? Well, there are ways to help, you know, little shortcuts that can help you feel better and get you recharged. Matter of fact, just get you all refocused, re-energized, recharged, and you're ready to just take on the world again. And so today I'm talking about 5 tips that'll help you be refreshed and recharged. So let's look at those 5. First of all, let's talk about things. When you're working with kids, it takes energy and it takes you being ready to take on the world, because you just never know which way the kids are going to take you. I don't care what age they are. You know, for a long time, I taught high school sophomores, and they're a blast, and they ask questions, and they enjoy engaging activities and being involved, and they enjoy arguing about things just because they're 10th graders, and that's what they like to do. But, you know, they're so much fun to work with, and you get that spark going and so forth, but you're working, and you're doing this and that, and you got all kinds of things happening, and it drains you sometimes. And, you know, to overcome that draining feeling, there are some real cool things that I've learned work very well. For example, number one, and it works on so many different levels, because it's not only just about making you feel better, it also pays off in another way. And so let's talk about number one. So number one is bring with you to school toothpaste and a toothbrush, and you keep them there at school. All right, because you'd be surprised at what having that toothpaste and toothbrush there will do for you. And I know you may not have access to the best of facilities or something like that, but you probably do have a sink. And if you keep that somewhere in your classroom, you would be amazed at how much better you're going to feel when you get a chance to brush your teeth. Now, the secondary payoff of brushing your teeth is that, you know, if the last time you brushed your teeth was at 5:30, 6 in the morning, you know, your breath can get a little stale. Mm-hmm. If you like to drink coffee or tea, and especially like green tea and some of those fancy coffees, they'll leave a certain not so flowery odor. Matter of fact, the fragrance that you have wafting from your mouth will not be so pleasant for the students. And if you're working in close proximity, you know, you're going to want to have brushed your teeth, all right? So I know this discussion is a little out there, but let me tell you something. Being a student on the other end of having to talk to a teacher who really needed to brush their teeth, you know, it's something. And I don't know if you know this or not, but the youngest kids will let you know when you might want to revisit that sink. But it pays off in 2 different ways, because, you know, if you haven't brushed your teeth since early in the morning, it's not only going to give your breath a nice fresh scent. It's also going to reinvigorate you. It's just a good feeling. You do that and boom, you're recharged. So number one is brush your teeth. Make time to do it. You got a little break, quick, go do a quick run into the bathroom and brush those teeth. All right, well, right with that, number two, so if number one of these ideas about how to get refreshed and recharged during the day, if number one is brush your teeth, well, number two goes right with it. It's mouthwash. You can keep mouthwash with you at school. Yeah, you can buy one of those big economy-sized bottles and you keep that in your up there in your closet or somewhere in your classroom. You could actually pour from it, keep a smaller bottle and put it in those little smaller bottles. But the point is that you keep mouthwash. And the mouthwash itself, it's amazing what it'll do for you, because you just go run to the bathroom, throw that in your mouth, swish it around, and spit it out in the sink, and you're good to go, man. You're good to go. So notice something. These first two ways that I'm talking about, these are going to have positive payoffs. Not only do you feel re-energized, and you know, if you're dragging,
it's only 9:30. Oh my gosh, I wish it was already 3.
You know, if you're dragging, number one, brushing your teeth. Number two, using that mouthwash. It's amazing the recharge that you're going to feel. Suddenly you're like, ta-da-da, I'm ready to take on the world again. Just simply from freshening your breath or cleaning your teeth. Good stuff. Well, now when we're working in the day, you know, sometimes we get built up and we're working, we're walking around the room, we're walking around the building, we're doing this, we're doing that. And, you know, it can be a little warm in the buildings and we can start sweating. So, yes. You know, one of the things that can help you recharge and refresh is simply using deodorant. And what I mean is, you know, if the last time you put it on was at, 5:30 in the morning, you know, if you've been running around in your classroom doing this, doing that, working in groups, getting small groups going, you know, got presentations going, working on this project, working on that project, you know, going out to bus duty, coming back from bus duty, going out to lunch duty, going out into the field out there where the kids are taking a look at, some microscopic thing that's existing in the canals around your school, you know, you sweat. And so part of that draining feeling is that we're not feeling fresh anymore. And so we need to do that. And this is another one of those, like the mouthwash and the toothpaste, that pays off for the students also. But but bring in deodorant to school and or antiperspirant, and so that when you, especially if it has a nice little fragrance, not something too pungent, but a nice little fragrance, one of those things that you go and you find yourself a private space inside the bathroom and you go and you slap that on. Now that coupled with, for men, if you have an extra undershirt that you brought with you and you can actually change out your undershirt and put on that new roll-on or gel or whatever, hey, all of a sudden, there's that super person. Ba-ba-da! You're back again. Recharge, refresh, feeling good about yourself. And you'd be surprised what this does for you. I'm not kidding, man. This is good stuff. And a lot of times we don't think about it. And like I said, it also pays off for the kids, because the kids are like, you know, you were getting a little rancid there. dried sweat. I know this is not a topic that you really want to talk about that much, but it is something that we've got to do. And some of us are more so than others, more prone to sweating up a storm than others are. And it is so important for you to recognize this, because if we bring that change of undershirt and the antiperspirant, it's going to not only make us feel better, but if you've been sweating and you had a lot of garlic last night for dinner. It might be coming out through those old sweat pores or any number of other things. So my point is that before I go too off the deep end here, if number one is toothbrush, toothpaste, you know, brushing those teeth, making them feel good. Number two for refreshing and recharging is mouthwash. Well, number three of my list of five is deodorant and antiperspirant, and especially if, you know, men, if you bring in a t-shirt with you, that way you could change just totally there, and it's going to help. It's amazing what that does for you, because it gives you a new outlook, simply because you've done something that the last time you did it was early in the morning, very early in the morning, and so now you're feeling better. You feel good. So number one, taking that, brushing those teeth and getting yourself refreshed that way. Number two, mouthwash. Number three, deodorant or antiperspirant. Well, number four is, and this works really well, men, for you to do this. You bring a razor and, you know, one of those throwaways that you can keep there and some shaving cream. And you actually put some shaving cream on your face and then take time to shave. Just do a quick shave. But, you know, I don't know about you, but when you do that, it has the ability to kind of give you a new outlook on the day. You go, ooh, hey, welcome to the, you know, if it's part of your morning routine, by doing it again, what happens is you end up feeling good and you're ready to start again. You're recharged, you're refreshed. I kid you not. There's nothing better than that feel of you put that shaving cream on, you know, and, hey, you just refreshed your face and it makes the rest of you feel pretty good and ready to take on the world. You know, there's other ways of doing this. Maybe what you do is you use some of that face cleaner, the skin cleanser and stuff like that, which you could put on your face, which leaves your pores open and creates this tingly feeling on your face. You know, that is, and at the same time, removing dirt from your face and that sweat that you generated. So, you know, hey, I know this is a little out of kilter topic, but I got to tell you something. You learn this from experience that if you can do these things, it will help you feel better and you will be refreshed, recharged, and ready to keep on going. So out of my list of five, so far I've talked about brushing your teeth. Can't say enough about it. It pays off for you and for the kids. You feel good, you feel better, ready to take on the world, and they're thankful because they no longer smell that, you know, that Chick-fil-A biscuit that you had several hours ago or something like that. You know, especially if, I don't know, if you had some peanut butter crackers, I mean, or you had some special coffee. The number two helpful hint here is mouthwash. Mouthwash will help you also. Matter of fact, it works so much better even than that toothpaste. But it, and you use them in conjunction together, hey, you're really feeling good. And it pays off because now you have that minty fresh smell or the whatever the favorite flavor that is that you like. But the kids are going to thank you because you don't have stale breath. Because remember, we work in close proximity of the kids when they're in small groups or working on projects and activities and stuff like this. And they'll be thankful. But it helps you go, hey, I feel good. I'm ready to start again. I've got new energy. Well, my number three in my list of ways of making yourself refreshed and recharged is to bring deodorant or antiperspirant, because sometimes we work up a sweat, and working up a sweat, it starts making us feel sticky, starts dragging us down. We not start, you know, we're not feeling as good. And if you can bring an extra shirt or undershirt, that's going to help also, because not only do you put on the new antiperspirant, but you also then throw on the shirt, so any sweat that was generated, it goes away. That's in the shirt as well. So bringing that deodorant and antiperspirant, awesome way of helping you refresh and refocus and recharge. All right, so then my next one is that razor and shaving cream, because, oh, I don't know about you, but if I really want to make myself feel good, if I want to re-excite my face, if I want to re-excite my brain, if I want to wake myself up, lathering up, get some hot water going, and in some schools, we don't have the hot water, so, hey, that cold water will do it too, believe me, if it's cold enough, woo-hoo-hoo! But lathering up and shaving your face. You know, because it takes you from the, you know, you got that 5 o'clock shadow that's happened at 10 in the morning. You know, you just get that off your face, and the shaving cream helps to open your pores and helps you, you know, just make you feel good. And so you're excited about, you're excited and you're re-energized and you're ready to go back in and take on the world again. Well, not only razor and shaving cream, but also like facial creams or especially those cleansers for your face that are meant to open the pores, that are meant to feel tingly on your face. Those work also. So, men and ladies, there's different ways of doing this. And so those facial cleansers are another way of helping you feel better, because that's going to open those pores and you're going to have a nice fragrance that's going to happen there, and it's going to wake you up. So if you were asleep before, you start using that, and plus you're going to have the added benefit of taking any extra dirt or whatever that's built up on your face from the sweat and so forth from working. My number five tip for refreshing and recharging yourself for the day is actually bring a towel. Doesn't have to be a huge one, just a small towel, and bath gel. All right. And if you can bring a washcloth, that's going to help also. And what you do is you take this stuff and you go into the restroom and you go where you got a sink and you splash the water on your face and then you take the bath gel and you rub it on your face and then you use the washcloth to really rub so that what happens is that it opens up your pores that way. This is another way. And what you, so you're not just splashing water on your face. What you're doing is you're washing your face. You would be surprised how this can give you such an awesome outlook on the day. If you were run down and you were tired and you were frustrated because it's just not working, the lessons are not going the way you wanted them to go, and the kids are a little rambunctious today and stuff like this, you'd be surprised how you can give yourself a whole new outlook on the day by simply taking that bath gel, the washcloth, putting the water on your face, and if you can use warm water, that's even better, but then vigorously rubbing your face so that it's working to open the pores and it's working just your face to go, hey, your face is going, hey, I'm awake now. This is pretty good. I smell good and I look good and hey, I'm ready to go take on the world again. And I can't say enough about it because you'd be surprised how quickly you will have energy again. And this is why you bring another towel, which is small, so that then you can dry off your face but ready to take on the world in your classroom. So 5 tips for helping you get refreshed and recharged for the day during the day are, number one, bring a toothbrush and toothpaste and take time in the day. At least once, maybe twice. If you could do it after lunch, that would be awesome as well. But brush your teeth. Number two tip is mouthwash. Easy to keep at school. You put it in a cabinet and use it. And you can use it multiple times during the day. It's just going to help you have that minty fresh smell or whatever flavor you like the most. But it's going to pay off for you because your breath is going to be clean smelling, as well as it's going to pump you up. It's going to wake you up. Number three tip is bring antiperspirant or deodorant and use it during the day. You start sweating, you know, if you start sweating and you feel yourself down, you know, go into a restroom, change your, put on some antiperspirant, put on some deodorant, and if you have an extra t-shirt, change it out. Put on a new one, a new clean, fresh one. You know, one that has that nice fragrance of the cleaner that you use, the soap that you use. You know, just those types of things, they work. They trick your brain into going, hey, I'm awake, I'm good, I got energy again. Well, number four tip for refreshing yourself and recharging yourself is razor and shaving cream or facial cleansers. Using these on your face, amazing. By opening your pores, by stimulating your skin, it will give you a new outlook on the day. And plus, you've just got this nice new fragrance to you. And it's just going to make you feel good. And you're going to be ready to take on the day. And suddenly, it will be 3:30 because you just re-energize. Well, my fifth tip for getting you refreshed and recharged for the day is bath gel and towel. If you bring these, you can keep them at school. They're easy to keep. You just need small space for them. And at some point when you're feeling down, you're being drained or whatever, you go into the restroom, take a break for just a few minutes in the hallway, you know, as you're changing classes or something like this, and go rub your face with the bath gel, with water, and with a washcloth, and it'll work the same way as those facial cleansers or the shaving, because what it's going to do is it's going to open your pores. It's going to make your face go, hey, I'm awake, I'm good, I'm good, this is cool, you know, because I'm not talking about just splashing water. I'm talking about really rubbing and scrubbing your face and splashing that water on there and making yourself feel good. These 5 tips for helping you get refreshed and recharged, I'm so serious about, because these are things that no one really ever talks to you about, but you learn by trying to figure out how to re-energize yourself. If you do this, you'll be happy that you did. They also have bonuses because your breath isn't stale and any sweating that you did, there's, you know, there's no stale sweat smell. And it's just going to make you feel better and you're going to be able to take on the world. Just some helpful hints. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Hello, listeners. We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. That's teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes. Just search Teaching Learning Leading K-12 in the iTunes store. Check back often for updates and new material.
Hang tight, everyone. I'm going to let go of the wall.
You have been listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12. recorded in Eastman, Georgia, at the Heart of Georgia Precinct.
Hey, did you know that we're now available on Google Play Music? That's right. You can now find Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 on Google Play Music. Check us out.